Blog Talk Radio.
This show has been pre-recorded during the Thanksgiving 2020 holiday week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host. Glad that you are joining us here for this week's radio show. A lot of information coming up and a lot of things we want to talk about. Of course, holidays, and we're cruising into that big holiday, the big one, coming up. As it continues for that bigger holiday, that big holiday that we, some of us, have been counting down the days since the day after the last year's. And, of course, we're talking about Christmas. Going to have an unusual year, I believe. With all of the current events, the virus, the violence, the political climate and scene, so much else happening. I'm your host, Rick McCann, and we do have quite a bit that we need to cover and we want to talk about in this program. For the next few shows, our radio programs each week will be a condensed version, a shorter version as we end 2020, and then enter right away after New Year's, the new year of the POI radio. We are saddened today to announce that one of our close friends, longtime, lifetime POI member, the chief of security for Cumberland University, an adjunct instructor, a chapter manager, and just a real all-around good guy, Mike Thornhill, lost his mom about 2 weeks ago. And Mike, I know that you listen to the show, and we really are sincerely sorry for your loss, and, you know, we're here for you. Also this week, we just announced a few days ago the current recipients of the COVID 2020 awards, recipients for receiving the award for being on the front line during the COVID pandemic. There was several hundred folks who have received this award, and we are open to bestow upon many others the same award. If you're working on the front line, if you're in law enforcement, you're a teacher, we actually awarded FBI agents, law enforcement, security, teachers, retail employees. It doesn't matter. You're on the front line. We want to recognize you. Send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a list of 2020 Private Officer Award recipients as well. We're going to name them coming up. And we also have next month in December, we have the Founders Award. That is an award given to a POI member who has really been an asset to our organization in one way or the other. And we recognize that person for their commitment and dedication to not only the security industry, but to our organization as well. And we'll be naming that person coming up in just a few weeks as well. In 2021, we intend on doing a lot more recognizing. One of the pillars of our founding conditions here at POI was to not only educate, provide services, recognize. We want to be a great help to our members and to the industry, including public safety and law enforcement and private security. And so next year, we are going to do a lot more recognition, a lot more community events. We're going to get more involved with different companies, proprietary contract, and even those not related to directly related to the security industry. And we have a whole lot more happening. Of course, we're going to keep you abreast of everything. And if you want to know what's happening, if you want to be one of the first ones to know what's happening, sign up today for our breaking news alerts, as thousands and thousands of others have done. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. A little box will drop down, and you'll be able to send us your information. And whenever there's breaking news, an officer down situation, or some training that's coming up in your neck of the woods, you'll be one of the first folks to know about all of this. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. And of course, if you are in need of some body armor, protective gear, whether you are already have a vest and maybe it's wearing out, it's time to replace it, or you don't have one at all, contact our friends at Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you, whether that's outer vest or under the uniform or protective clothing, stab-resistant vest, gloves, you name it. If it's about protection, protecting you, we've got it. Body Armor USA, our friends there, I'll tell you what, they really know what they're doing. They know quality protective wear, and they will take care of you. Also coming up in just a few short weeks, and well, I'll save this actually until after the break, but we've got something very special for POI members only. And if anyone else who's not a member wants to get involved in it, there'll be a slight charge. But I'll let you know all about what we're doing coming up in just a few moments. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Crisis, everybody. Now, most of you have seen me wearing my signature mask on a plane. I love wearing it when I fly. I tend to get my own row 99% of the time. It's simple. Just wear the mask and cough. Because who wants to sit next to this guy? I don't blame you. And I went from being the only one on a plane wearing a mask to now everybody is doing it. Out in public, the park, at the mall, at the post office, with their girlfriend, with their husband, with their husband's girlfriend. We need to help our doctors, our nurses, and our healthcare workers who are fighting COVID-19 head on. And we need to make sure they don't acquire the virus. These frontliners have been running out of
personal protective equipment,
PPE. People have asked me, Kayvon, are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? I'm like, yeah. You know me. Yeah, you know me. The CDC has been forced to downgrade the need for N95 masks, the surgical masks, now down to bandanas because of a lack of supplies. Does this seem like a good idea to you? Hi, I'm your doctor. I'm also here to rob your bank. Bandanas? Scarves? What kind of PPE is that? One more. This is one of the easiest ways you can be a hero. So if you're a healthcare provider in need, or if you have supplies you can donate, there are a lot of groups leading the effort. Start with the PPE Coalition. They're a great resource, and they can get you pointed in the right direction. So there you have it. Be a hero, make a donation, and help a frontline healthcare professional. After all, their health right now is in your hands. And while you're at it, wash those too.
almost 3,000 TSA agents now infected or has been infected with the COVID virus. 10 of their officers died of the virus. Several major security companies now coming out publicly saying, yes, they've had several hundred. In one case, all they would say is numerous personnel with COVID and several deaths. We continue to investigate, to use our resources to come up with the statistics, not only here locally, but as well as in other territories that the U.S. owns, like Puerto Rico. And we're also in communication with Canada and the U.K., some officials there. We'd like to see how wide this thing has spread, how many frontline security professionals have been infected, and how many have died. TSA has been, you know, honest as far as we can tell. They've been forward with the information, and now they say it's just under 3,000 infected and 10 dead. And unfortunately, this virus is not going to go away. As I've been preaching for the last 7 or 8 months, unfortunately, this is not like the flu. It's much more serious than that. And it spreads rapidly. And so you can take the precautions. You can wear a mask. You can wash your hands. You can stay away from the crowds. And yet, you still might catch it. You can't hide. You can't burrow yourself underground. You can't live in a cave, like I told someone recently I was doing. But you can take all the precautions possible, all the preventative measures, and hope for the best. And you can also be smart about it. And everyone who's working out in the field, and everyone who's working a job, they have to just do their best. They really do. They have to do their best. And that includes taking all the precautions. And, you know, when you come in from outside, you have to wash your hands, wash your clothes, throw them in the wash machine. There's a lot of different precautions that you can take. And it's just, it's not easy, but it can be done. And so we are unfortunately close to the 300 mark of deaths of security officers, both from COVID as well as other on-the-job related deaths, such as shootings and stabbings and so forth. And we're going to bring you those numbers next month, and it's not looking good. We do expect, as winter is upon us, that those numbers of COVID will go up. We do expect that with the holidays being here, that more security officers will be injured or killed in the line of duty. We see that every single year. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate, but it does happen. And so we're going to stay on top of that, and we're going to let you know what's going on. Just before the break, I said that we have some exciting news, and this is primarily for the members of Private Officer International and anyone else who would like to take part in it. There will be a small fee that will be charged, or you can just join before you, you know, so that you can get this free. So just recently, we did a 3-part business ownership and entrepreneurship lecture, and it was well received, actually even better than what we thought. There was a lot of listeners and a lot of non-members who joined in specifically for those lectures on how to start a business, how to own a business, how to grow a business, and what business ownership is all about, as well as entrepreneurship. Well, starting in January, we're going to have a 5-segment members-only training on not only business ownership, but how to start unique businesses. We're going to give you some real tips on a number of different categories that you can instantly start a business with low low investment. These are creative. They are timely. And we'll also talk about how you can become part of a franchise if that's the way that you want to go. This will be a lot more than just lectures. We'll also include some PDF forms, some resources with links, where to go for different things, how to get capital, and a whole lot more. If you're a member of Private Officer International in good standing, it's absolutely going to be free. If you are a non-member, it's $50. You can't get cheaper than that. You cannot get this type of insight, training, resources, material, and a whole lot more for $50. So I think it's extremely reasonable. We're keeping it very reasonable so anybody that wants to can participate and get the information and training. We believe in entrepreneurship. We believe in business ownership. I've owned a business for more than 30 years. I mean, you know, as I said in the three lectures that we did just recently, businesses fail because you're not prepared. And so we're trying to give you the tools to be prepared to start a business and to know what steps to take and how to go about it. So, again, if you're interested and you're a POI member, we're going to be sending you a direct email toward the end of next month to sign up for these absolutely free. And if you are a non-member, you can either become a member or you can contact us in December and sign up for it for $50. Now, if you're not a member but you want to be a member, now is the best time to do it. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. Right there on the front page, up at the top, there is an offer currently for a POI lifetime member and an online course for just $125. Imagine you signing up today for membership. You're going to get a free online course, plus you're going to get a free business course in January, all for $125. That's amazing. That's completely amazing. You're not going to be able to get anything like that anyplace else. If you're in the metropolitan Charlotte or South Carolina areas and you need North Carolina Protective Service security training, armed or unarmed, sled training from South Carolina, first aid CPR, or weapons training, contact our friends over at Premier Training Academy, our friend John. They're in Charlotte. We'll take care of you. They have a lot of experience, great training, and they're available to you anytime. Premier Training Academy. They're in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
Remember that you can always see what's happening in the news by going to our blog at privateofficernews.blogspot.com. privateofficernews.blogspot.com, or sign up today for emails whenever there's something happening, an officer down, some news item that we know that you're going to want to see. Go to our website at privateofficer.org today. A box will drop down. You can sign up, no cost, no fee whatsoever, and you'll be the first to know what's happening in our industry. Be sure to join us on the next program. We have a number of topics that we want to talk about. And, you know, if you'd like to be part of the radio show, of course, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you'd like to be a speaker or someone that has a
specific topic of interest that you'd like for us to consider having our listeners know about, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Until the next time, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.